Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something kind of fascinating, but also pretty critical in software supply chains. We're talking about how attackers can hijack accounts, basically just by waiting for domain names to expire. And maybe more importantly, we'll look at the really ingenious way that PyPI, that's the Python Package Index, is fighting back. Okay, let's unpack this. It's a subtle threat, but potentially huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Our mission here is to really understand this threat. It's called the domain resurrection attack, and see exactly how PyPI has put these new, pretty robust security measures in place. This isn't just some, you know, minor technical fix. It's really about protecting the core integrity of one of the world's biggest software ecosystems. It's vital. Okay, so let's start right there. Domain resurrection attacks. What exactly are we talking about? For anyone maybe less familiar, the basic idea isn't really hacking in the traditional sense. It's more about exploiting expired digital property.
Exactly. Think about your email address, right? It's usually tied to a domain name, like your name at example.com. That example.com part, that's the domain. And it needs to be renewed periodically.
Right, like renting digital real estate.
Kind of, yeah. So what happens if someone forgets to renew it or the company goes bust? The domain expires, and that's where the attackers come in. They can actually just register that expired domain for themselves.
Ah, so they effectively take over the address.
Precisely. Once they control the domain, they control any email sent to addresses at that domain. It's sort of like finding a discarded key to someone's digital mailbox. You just walk right in.
Okay, that analogy makes sense. Finding the key.
And what's fascinating here is, well, how deceptively simple it is. The attackers are really just playing a waiting game. They watch for domains linked to important accounts, maybe developer accounts on platforms like PyPI, to expire.
Patience is a virtue, or a weapon in this case.
Yeah, right. So they grab the expired domain, set up their own email server for it, and then here's the clever part. They go to the service, like PyPI, and request a password reset for the account linked to that email.
Oh, because they now control the email address where the reset link gets sent.
Exactly. They intercept the reset link, change the password, and boom, they're in. It looks like a totally legitimate account recovery, but it's completely malicious.
And targeting PyPI makes sense because that's huge, right?
Huge is an understatement. It's the central repository for Python packages. We're talking hundreds of thousands of packages used by millions of developers all over the world. If you can compromise an account there, especially one that maintains popular packages, you have a launch pad for massive supply chain attacks.
And the potential impact. I mean, it could ripple outwards, couldn't it? One compromised package could affect countless applications and systems that depend on it.
That's the real danger. Because of how tools like pip work, installing dependencies automatically, malicious code injected into one popular package can spread incredibly fast, silently. You could have widespread security holes opening up across global software infrastructure before anyone even realizes there's a problem.
Okay, this sounds less theoretical now. Is there a real-world case we can look at? Here's where it gets really interesting. Tell us about the CityX package incident.
Ah, yes. May 2022. The CityX package compromise. That was a perfect and pretty scary example of this. Threat actors did exactly what we described. They hijacked the expired domain associated with the CityX package maintainer's account.
Got control of the email, reset the password.
Yep. And then they uploaded a malicious version of the CityX package. This wasn't just random malware either. It was specifically designed to steal environment variables, looking for things like Amazon AWS credentials.
So aiming directly for cloud infrastructure keys and sensitive data.
Precisely. It really highlighted how attackers could pivot from a simple package compromise to potentially gaining access to critical cloud systems and data. And it showed just how quickly that malicious code could propagate before being detected. It was a major wake-up call.
Definitely sounds like it. So that CX incident must have really pushed PyPI to act, right? How do you defend against something like this? An attacker just waiting?
It forced them to get creative, definitely. They couldn't just rely on passwords or standard account security. They developed a proactive monitoring system. It's actually quite clever.
Okay, tell me more. Proactive how?
So PyPI now constantly checks the status of the email domains linked to user accounts. They integrated with an API service called Domainer. Domainer basically tracks the entire lifecycle of domain names.
The lifecycle, you mean not just whether it's active or expired?
Exactly. They realize the vulnerability isn't just when it expires, but the specific periods after expiration. Mm-hmm. There are different stages. They identified four critical ones. First, active status. That's normal. Everything's fine. Then there's the grace period. The domain just expired, but the original owner can usually still renew it easily, often without penalty. Still some risk, but limited.
Right, a little window to fix it.
Then it gets more serious. The redemption period. It's expired longer, recovery is harder, maybe costs extra fees, needs more verification, higher risk. And finally, pending deletion. This is the real danger zone. The domain is about to be released back into the wild for anyone to register.
So PyPI watches for domains entering those post-expiration phases. Grace, redemption, pending deletion.
That's the key. As soon as their system detects a domain associated with a PyPI account entering any of those stages, it automatically marks the associated email address as unverified within PyPI.
And what does unverified mean in practice?
It means that email address can no longer be used for critical account actions, specifically password resets or any kind of account recovery. So even if an attacker registers the expired domain later, they can't use it to request a password reset anymore. The door is already locked.
Wow. So they cut off the attack vector right at the source, just by monitoring the domain status.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's a really elegant solution because it blocks the attack before the attacker can even complete their plan. It neutralizes the expired domain's value for hijacking the account.
That is clever. Leveraging domain lifecycle data. What about the rollout? When did this happen and did it actually catch anything?
It rolled out pretty quickly, actually. They started initial scans around April 2025, sort of testing the waters. Then it went fully operational in June 2025, and now it runs automated scans every single day.
Daily scans, okay. And the impact?
Oh, the impact was immediate and pretty substantial. Since they fully implemented it, they have marked over 1,800 email addresses as unverified due to expired or risky domain statuses.
1,800, that's actually a lot.
It really is. It just shows how widespread this potential vulnerability was. How many accounts were sitting there potentially exposed to this kind of takeover, just waiting for a domain to lapse?
Okay, so PyPI is doing its part on the platform side, which is great. But what about us? You know, the developers, the users, what should we be doing?
That's a crucial point. Platform security is essential, but user-level hygiene is just as important. PyPI strongly emphasizes a couple of things. First, configure backup email addresses for your account.
Backup emails.
Yes. And importantly, use backup emails from different domains than your primary one. Ideally well-established providers. Think, you know, Gmail, Outlook, Proton Mail. Providers less likely to suddenly expire or disappear. That way, if your primary domain does expire or get compromised somehow, you still have a way to access and recover your account.
Makes sense. A fallback. What else?
Two-factor authentication .2FA. We talk about it a lot in security, but it's absolutely critical here. Even if an attacker somehow gets your password, maybe through phishing or credential stuffing, or even this domain resurrection thing, if something slips through 2FA, provides that vital second barrier.
Right. It stops them even with the password.
It significantly raises the difficulty for them. And it buys you time. You'll likely get an alert about the login attempt, giving you a chance to react.
Okay, backup email, 2FA. Got it. What about common questions? Like, if my domain does expire, what happens to my PyPI account itself? Is it deleted?
Good question. No, your account itself stays active. You can still log in if you know your password and have 2FA set up, perhaps. But the ability to reset the password using that expired email address is disabled by the new system. That's why the backup email becomes so important for recovery.
And the scans are daily, you said. Any cost to users for this protection?
Daily automated scans, yes. And no, there's no cost to users. PyPI provides these enhancements as part of their commitment to securing the ecosystem. It's free.
That's great. But we should probably also mention the limitations, right? This system is specifically for domain resurrection attacks.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic defense against that specific vector. But it won't stop everything. It doesn't protect against, say, sophisticated phishing attacks or malware stealing credentials directly from a developer's machine or if someone reuses a password that gets compromised elsewhere.
So vigilance is still key.
Always. This raises an important question. How do we, as a community, keep adapting? This PyPI system is one step, but we constantly need regular security checkups, ongoing education for developers about threats like phishing, and continued investment in new security tech. It's an ongoing process, not a one-time fix.
Right. It's never really done. And that kind of brings us to a broader point, doesn't it?
Hmm.
PyPI's system is great platform-level security. But for organizations, especially larger ones using Python extensively, maybe they need to think beyond just what the platform provides.
Exactly. PyPI sets a strong foundation. But organizations often have complex development pipelines, unique risks. They can really benefit from taking things further with professional security help. Think about comprehensive security assessments, really digging into their specific development workflows and supply chain dependencies to find weak spots.
Beyond just the package manager itself.
Right. Developing customized security policies that fit their specific business risks and maybe compliance needs. Having incident response services ready, so if something does happen, they can detect and contain it super quickly. Minimize the damage.
What else? Things like monitoring.
Continuous monitoring, definitely. Getting real-time visibility into their systems. Proactively hunting for threats, not just waiting for an alert. And, crucially, specialized training for their developers. Secure coding practices. Better security hygiene. Making security part of the development culture.
And maybe strategic advice too, like planning overall security posture.
Yeah. Yes, strategic security consulting. Helping them build a roadmap that handles today's threats, but is also flexible enough for whatever comes next. When you combine all that, cybersecurity stops being just a necessary cost center, a reactive thing. It becomes a proactive strategy, maybe even a competitive advantage. It's about building resilience across the board.
Okay, that's a lot to think about. From expired domains right up to corporate strategy. So what does this all mean? What are the key takeaways for everyone listening?
Well, first, we've seen that domain resurrection attacks are a real, quite insidious threat. Simple concept, potentially huge impact. Second, PyPI has implemented a really impressive proactive defense using domain lifecycle monitoring. That's a big step forward. And third, user-level security things like setting up backup emails and definitely enabling 2FA is absolutely crucial to your personal line of defense. Absolutely. And maybe the final thought to leave people with is this. In our totally interconnected digital world, security isn't just about fixing the bugs we know about. True security is about anticipating what might come next. It's about building a culture of proactive vigilance that needs to happen at every level, from you, the individual developer, all the way up to the biggest organizations. The future really depends on that shift in mindset.
A culture of proactive vigilance. I like that. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive today. Really fascinating stuff. We'll catch you next time.